Day 268, or September the 25th. Hands together, eyes closed. Our thoughts today come from Zechariah chapter 7, verses 11 and 12. But they refused to pay attention. Stubbornly they turned their backs and covered their ears. They made their hearts as hard as flint and would not listen to the law or to the words that the Lord Almighty has sent by His Spirit through the earlier prophets. And now the big picture surrounding these verses. Zechariah moves on from visions to verbals as he continues to try to teach the people of Judah what God wants them to know. He condemns hypocrisy and disobedience and reminds his hearers that they must listen, otherwise they will never know what God requires. After the negative, he comes to the positive and reminds everyone that the future is bright for those who trust God. After the calamity of the exile, God was as good as His word and brought them back to the promised land. Now that the temple is almost complete, the hard physical work is over, and Messiah's coming is certain. And now today's action step. It's hard to believe that these verses today are referring to adult people, isn't it? You can almost hear them singing, "La, la, la, I'm not listening." I clearly recall waiting outside school to collect our grandchildren one day and hearing the different approaches of parents with their children. Some spoke to them quietly and the children responded. Others spoke loudly and the child didn't seem to hear. The volume was cranked up, but still the child didn't seem to hear. They had to be physically touched before contact was made. God is telling Zechariah that the people he is addressing truly are the children of Israel. I wonder if the instructions that we have all heard many times, particularly at school assemblies, is more practical than we ever suspected. When we place our hands together, we can't block up our ears. Why not spend just 1 minute now listening to see what God has to say to you? Hands together, eyes closed.